15th Sunday in Year C. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, by keeping his commandments and decrees written in the book of this law, and if you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, for this law which I am laying down for you today is neither obscure for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven, so that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and bring it down to us, so that we can hear and put it into practice?' Nor is it beyond the seas, so that you need to say, 'Who will cross the seas for us and bring it back to us, so that we can hear and put it into practice?' No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to put into practice. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. But I pray to you, O Lord, for a time of your favor. In your great mercy, answer me, O God, with your salvation that never fails. Lord, answer, for your mercy is kind. In your great compassion, turn towards me. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your salvation, O God, raise me up. Then I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God's seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy, and does not spurn his own in their chains. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. For God will bring help to Zion, and rebuild the cities of Judah. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live." A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and everything invisible, thrones, sovereignties, rulers, authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He exists before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he should be supreme in every way. Because God wanted all fullness to be found in him, and through him to reconcile all things to him, everything in heaven and everything on earth, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And now a lawyer stood up and, to test Jesus, asked, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" He replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You have answered right. Do this, and you shall live." But he was anxious to justify himself and said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In answer, Jesus said, "A man was on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of bandits. They stripped him, beat him, and then made off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was traveling down the same road, but when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. In the same way a Levite who came to the place saw him, and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came on him was moved with compassion when he saw him. He went up to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He then lifted him onto his own mount and took him to an inn and looked after him. Next day, he took out 2 denarii and handed them to the innkeeper and said, 'Look after him, and on my way back I will make good any extra expense.' Which of these 3 do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the bandit's hands?" He replied, "The one who showed mercy towards him." Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same yourself." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.